I'm Carlos Benjamin. You're tuned to The Blend on WDIY, and I want to welcome to our studios a couple of people who are performing tonight at the Ice House. George, Rob, and Slough, welcome to WDIY.
Hi, Carlos. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
You know, George, you've done a number of, probably half a dozen solo recordings of your own.
Yes.
And you've been doing a couple of things, a couple of projects at the Ice House where you're doing albums in their entirety, and tonight is one of those.
Yes, yes. Tonight we're going to try to do our shot at Sting's first solo record. In 1985, he left the Police, and he recorded his first solo album. It was called The Dream of the Blue Turtles. It was a personal favorite of mine, personal favorite of Slough's as well. And we just decided, hey, it's 30 years on-ish, 29 or so. Why don't we give this thing a shot? We got some of our friend musicians together and took it as a challenge to see if we can recreate this incredibly cool seminal record of his. And we're going to do it tonight at the Ice House at 8 o'clock.
So we get a preview, and we'll talk more about what that ensemble is like a little bit later.
Sure.
But you're going to do a couple of tunes as a duo here live in the studio.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, we'll play a selection from Sting as well. So what do you want to start us out with?
Well, we'll do sort of an acoustic duo. This won't be what you'll hear tonight, but it'll kind of give you a sense of what you'll be getting. This is the last track on the album. This is called Fortress Around Your Heart, which is... it's just one of these brilliantly written songs. I mean, it's just a perfect song. So it's one of my favorites. So it sounds, as a duo version, it sounds something like this.
Under the ruins of a walled city, crumbling towers and beams of yellow light. No flags of truce, no cries of pity. Siege guns have been pounding through the night. It took a day to build this city. We walked through its streets in the afternoon. As I return across the fields at noon, I recognize the walls that I'd once made. Had to stop in my tracks for fear. To pay. It took a day to build a city. We walked through its streets in the afternoon. As I return across the lands I've known, I recognize the fields where I'd once played. Had to stop in my tracks for fear of walking on the mines I laid. And if I built this fortress around,
the
George, Rob, and Slough here in the studios of WDIY doing some music from Sting as part of a sample for you as part of what you're going to hear tonight is part of a larger group called Blue Turtles, the Blue Turtles. And tell us a little bit about that group.
Well, the group is comprised, let's see, one-third of it are members of the Philadelphia Funk Authority, which is sort of my day job. I play drums for that band. We've got Slough on vocals. There's some Moravian grads. There's actually a Moravian college jazz professor as well. So it's Neil Wetzel on saxophone, who is a professor of jazz studies at Moravian College. C.J. Steinway, also known as Chuck Donches, on keyboards. Like I said, Slough on vocals. Alyssa B. Anderson on backup vocals. She's from the Philadelphia Funk Authority. Kira Wilhelm on backup vocals also. And Vinny Puccio, bass player from the Philadelphia Funk Authority, is playing bass. And I'm playing drums.
And I do play guitar.
Oh, did I skip? I'm sorry. Oh,
barely.
That's the thing in your lap. That's what it is. I thought it was a very nice belt buckle you had there.
Now, Slough, how did you connect up with George on this project?
Well, I've worked with George on many of his recordings. I have a studio in New York called B Sharp, and George and I met many years ago, played together in a couple of different ensembles and stuff, and he came to me and asked me whether I would do this, and it's really been a dream of mine, really. I saw Sting a couple of times back in 85 during the Dream of the Blue Turtles tour. I remember seeing him in Ohio and standing there thinking, God, I really want to do that. That's my wish. And I felt like when George mentioned this project, I felt like Moonlight Graham speaking to Ray Kinsella saying, "And are you the kind of a man that could grant me that wish?"
I barely got the sentence out, actually. It was kind of like, I had this idea, like, if you're interested,
yes,
maybe, yeah, like, with Sting, with Blue Turtle. Yeah, I barely got it out. And he was like, yes. So I thought, okay, great. If Slough's in, the rest will all fall in place, because you got to have someone that can sing this stuff, because it's not easy stuff to sing. It's very high. It's very precise. And Slough just kills it. He knocks it out of the park.
Well, thank you very much. The thing is, you know, it is difficult, as George said, and it's really transformed the way I've had to relearn how to sing, essentially, because this stuff is so high, and Sting is a master falsetto vocalist, and it's something that I never did sort of professionally, and you know, it's been a huge learning experience, but it's been the most fun. It's been the most fun.
Is that tough singing up high like that for the whole time?
Well, if you know, the thing is, I ended up hooking up with a vocal coach named Mark Baxter, and I learned that actually, rather than sort of pushing those high notes with a lot of energy, the key is to sort of lay back and not push so much and learn essentially a falsetto technique, which when you do it, it's not difficult in terms of energy, but it's difficult to control. And that's the stuff I've been learning now for, 6 months.
Is that a natural way for Sting to sing, or is he actually doing a falsetto as well?
No, he is doing falsetto. That is,
okay.
You know, and the thing is that when I was a kid, and you know, oh my gosh, when Dream of the Blue Turtles came out, or even in his Police days, you know, I was a teenager, and I would sing the stuff, but I would sing it like full voice,
sort of
really
scream
yelling
it, yeah,
out. You know, in fact, I was just yelling in pitch. And the thing is, to do one song or something is not that bad, but when you have to sing a 2-hour show, when I first started rehearsing this stuff on my own, I couldn't get past like the third song, and I realized, oh my gosh, what am I doing wrong? And that's when I sought out professional help, and you know, the vocal coach said, "Whoa, you're singing way too loud. Sting is not singing that loud," and that's when it sort of things started to click, and I started to learn how to sing in that register.
Well, let's go to a tune from Sting. This is a selection called If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. And this was a big hit. I guess it was number 3 in the U.S., but it was a flop in the U.K.
Initially, yeah. It's surprisingly, he didn't have a hit off this record until Russians, which was kind of almost like a novelty song in a weird way. It's a very, very strange song Russians became a number one, I think, or maybe number two, and then that reboosted the album, and he did really well in England. But it was a hit pretty much out of the gate in the U.S. This was the first track. This was the first thing that was released. This was a very early video on MTV as well, which I think Godley and Cream directed it. So they were sort of the innovative guys at the time. So it's another one of his. Sting has that knack to make a very catchy yet interesting and smart song, and this is kind of him at his best in that with that hat on.
Carlos Benjamin, I'm your host here on The Blend until 4 with guests in the studio, George, Rob, and Slough. We're going to listen to a tune from Sting and come back and talk with George and Slough more here on The Blend.
Free, free, set them free. 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 If you need some.
You're tuned to WDIY, listener-supported community public radio, serving the Lehigh Valley at 88.1 FM in Allentown and Bethlehem, in Easton and Phillipsburg at 93.9, in Fogelsville and Trexlertown at 93.7, and worldwide on the web at WDIY.org. WDIY Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. I'm Carlos Benjamin, your host this afternoon on The Blend until 4 o'clock, and glad to have in the studios a couple of members from the Blue Turtles, George, Rob, and Slough, who are performing tonight at the Ice House. And George, as the Geologic Orchestra, you've performed there probably half a dozen times?
I think about six shows, yeah, we've done. We did a DVD taping there a couple years ago. We've done a bunch of concerts. Yeah, that venue is just so, it's so Bethlehem. It's just so perfect for the city.
Now, Slough, have you been part of any of those shows?
I not as a performer, but I did record some of those multi-track. In fact, I did a surround sound mix of the 21812 show from a couple of years
ago. Our DVD thing. So, yeah, we're real excited. We did a 5-1 surround sound mix, which, you know, to be an independent musician with a DVD that has a 5-1 surround sound mix, I can only have that because of, you know, the kindness of someone like Slough that takes it as a challenge. So
when you set up the traditional way now with your back against the brick wall at the
That's
Ice
how we're
House,
doing it tonight.
Right?
Yeah, in the past we've rotated at 90 degrees, but tonight we wanted to, since we have a very quick turnaround, is when we're done here today, we're zipping over there to set up the show. We're going to kind of do it in the traditional Ice House way.
Great. So a big venue. And what's the size of the group again that's playing tonight?
It's seven members. So, yeah. So it's drums, piano, bass, guitar and vocal, two backup vocal singers, and an incredible sax player as well.
So this is a kind of a second foray for you to do this kind of a thing where you're covering an album in its entirety. Did you cover Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon before?
I did. I did sort of a piano solo version of the Dark Side of the Moon last year. Again, sort of just with the amount of ADD that I have, you have to kind of keep yourself interested in doing things. So that was sort of a challenge to see if I could learn piano. A way to teach myself to play piano was to learn Dark Side of the Moon. And then I thought, all right, I've learned it, so let's perform it. So,
well, that's an interesting way to get into piano. And tonight is the 1985 release, The Dream of the Blue Turtles. You're performing in its entirety by Sting. It was Sting's first solo album. And so I guess performing with the Police for a lot of years, and then after they stopped performing, he broke out on his own and did really well right out of the gate.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the film Bring on the Night, it's a really interesting sort of documentary / concert film of his going out on his own and what was involved, and it wasn't a sure thing. Like you said, it didn't do well in England, you know, at first, but it wasn't a sure thing if he would be able to replicate the success of the Police, because the Police were so monumentally huge. I mean, you couldn't get a bigger band. You couldn't get a bigger band.
So for people to should they just come tonight? They can expect to be able to get tickets at the door.
Tickets are at the door. They're only $10. There's no pre-sale or anything. There's tons of room, so we're hoping for a nice little turnout. But just at the door, $10, and hear the whole record.
Now, with all the work that went into putting this on for tonight, are you considering doing more with it and trying to play this again? Do you have other dates scheduled?
We have a couple other dates down the road.
I would really love to do this in New York. I consider, you know, this sort of like a nice out of town trial.
Yes, this is the off Broadway.
This is like the off Broadway version,
the Chicago version of the show.
But next year is the 30th anniversary of the release of that album, so it would be really nice to get into some jazz festivals or something like that, and yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. I think everyone's going to be on board. So far, everyone has been very excited that's involved. It's a tremendous amount of work, but everybody that's involved is really, really generous with their time and talent, and I'm so incredibly fortunate that everybody agreed to this without hesitation, and it's just, I think it shows.
So two members of the Blue Turtles live in the studios here at WDIY. What would you like to close this out with?
Well, Slough and I are going to open tonight's, because the album is only about 45 minutes long, we wanted to have a full, you know, hour 45, 2 hour show. So we've added a bunch of Police and Sting songs, and Slough and I are going to open the show with some acoustic tunes. So we wanted to do maybe one of those. It's a pretty popular Police song. You might recognize it out of the gate, but I don't want to give it away. So count us in there, brother.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
Just a castaway, an island lost at sea. Oh, another lonely day, no one here but me. Oh, more loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. Oh, I'll send an SOS to the world. Send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. A year has passed since I wrote my notes. I should have known this right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. Ooh, message in a bottle. In a bottle. Walked out this morning, don't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed upon the shore. Seems I'm not alone. Gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. Ooh, message in a bottle. Message in a bottle.
The Blue Turtles, live on The Blend on WDIY. George, Rob, and Slough, thanks for being my guest this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
You can catch them tonight at the Ice House on Sand Island,
right,
just north of the river, just north of South Bethlehem. The show's at 8 o'clock. Should be a terrific show. Get out and support some great local music right here on WDIY and tonight in Bethlehem at the Ice House.